Welcome back to Lost in Theaters, the podcast where we talk about movies that have slipped through the cracks of pop culture. My name is Rachel, and I'm here with my beloved sister, Ruth.
Hi!
Now, as many of our listeners will be aware, we're in the year 2021, the year after 2020, which is the year that everything went to pot, as they say. Is that what they say, Ruth?
Once again, I don't know where we're going.
Well, okay, so movies and TV shows, like much of the rest of the world last year, had to halt in their tracks. And things happened release-wise that were, it all just sort of flew under the radar often.
Are you saying we're about to have a huge batch of Lost in Theaters movies?
No! I'm saying we're going to have one Lost in Theaters movie from the year 2020, which was just last year.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because people didn't watch a lot of movies in... They watched movies on, like, Netflix and Hulu and stuff.
Right.
But if it was a new movie that came out in 2020, then unless, like, Marvel movies all didn't come out, and those are the ones everyone was talking about and thinking about.
I feel like our podcast is time sensitive.
Yes, I have thought of that as well. In like 40 years from now, everyone's gonna be like, the time machine, it's a classic.
I would be alarmed. I'm alarmed by many things. I think I just repressed that.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Your horror at what the culture thinks is a classic.
Possibly.
It goes in cycles, Ruth. It goes in cycles. I wonder if we should watch Furbies. What if Furbies come back?
I'm gonna stop you right there, okay. And we're just gonna move on.
So this movie came out last year.
Yay.
And I am not going to say I loved this movie.
Good.
But it was close to being a movie that I loved. I enjoyed the film, I think. Okay, so the movie's called...
Why is that ominous?
Gretel and Hansel.
I don't like it.
No?
No. I've always hated that one.
Oh,
that story.
It is a horrifying
story. It's so dark.
Story.
It's just... it's so dark.
I don't know, when I was introduced to Hansel and Gretel, which usually, for those who don't know, fairy tale literacy? I wonder what the level of fairy tale literacy is today in America. If people know that it's usually said... Hansel and Gretel, as opposed to Gretel and Hansel.
What is our movie called again?
Gretel and Hansel?
Yeah, that didn't register at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder. Yeah. Can you guess which one of them is the protagonist?
I thought they were both siblings that are important.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Not the witch.
Title changes should be a sign. A sign of something, Ruth.
See, they're always just kind of synonymous in my head, I'll be honest.
Ruth, do you remember the opera?
The one we went to?
No. We didn't go to an opera.
We went to a play?
Ballet. But...
Oh, you weren't there.
You went to an opera?
No. It was a musical?
In where? In Canada?
No, here in Waco.
You went to a... we went to Matilda.
With my dear
friend, folks.
Peyton.
Oh, you're right! I didn't go to that! That's so sad.
I think it was just a play.
Oh, it's true. Thank you, everyone, for bearing with us while we navigated our memory pools. No! The opera, Hansel and Gretel, that, I watched excerpts of it in music class at school.
Okay, hold up. There's an opera?
Yes!
I didn't register that.
Because Germany!
Alright. I get it.
Famous music and myth culture.
Germany. Did you say famous?
Famous. Famous?
Music.
I don't remember!
I love you!
Okay, so this was directed by Oz Perkins.
Oz.
Now, the name Oz is short for something, but I thought...
Oh, no.
I don't remember what it is. But actually, he goes... Oh, no.
What'd you do?
I can't remember... Anyways, Oz Perkins. Lovely. Well, okay.
Like Perkins.
And Perkins.
And Perkins.
And Perkins. Okay. So, it stars Sophia Lillis, who is quite a famous up and coming, pretty much has reached a great place in her career, but has lots of room to grow actress. She's in two different, like, she's in It, as well as I Am Not Okay With This, which is a Netflix television.
I thought you were,
Netflix
like,
show.
Talking to me.
Yeah. Did you
I
know?
I am not okay with this.
No.
Like, what? What is this?
What is this? That's the point of the title, Ruth, is that it evokes a certain level of concern. So she's a star at this point in her career already. She's a young actor. And,
Actor.
Yeah. But this film itself didn't really have a major release or people to know about it, and so here we are doing free PR for this movie that came out last year.
Free PR!
Free PR!
Like C-3PO.
C-3PO. So do you have free a guess C-3PO. About the contents of this film?
Forests, witches, urban settings.
You know what's so interesting? Is I expected there to be more set changes in this movie, but
Hansel
there weren't.
But Hansel and Gretel is always just in, like, one thing.
Yeah!
Huh.
And it isn't just that one thing.
Yeah.
But it is very focused in a particular area, which I think is so interesting. And it's very stylistic as far as films go.
Style!
It's definitely set in another land. Not another land, it could be our land, but it feels, you know, Grimm's fairy tale days in its,
Grimm.
Yeah, in its telling. And additionally, it, the music of it? Oh.
Music? Okay.
Yeah. No, you're good. The music is very Stranger Things.
Oh.
So the, like that?
You know, I've never watched Stranger Things.
That's right. Well, the audience, some of them will have, hopefully. If you haven't actually listened to some of it on YouTube, that'll give you a, or wherever one listens to soundtracks these days, that'll give a very, help you know what it sounds like. Additionally, but it wasn't just that sound, but that was the primary vibe I got off of the soundtrack.
Okay, cool.
It is also, I was very impressed with its contained story narrative. It picked up, so you know when you read Harry Potter, Ruth, and in the seventh
you
book.
You know, I don't think I've ever read Harry Potter.
You know, I understand that feeling.
Mom read it to me.
Yep. And then
and
Jim
then
Dale
we,
read it
and
to
then
us.
And then Jim Dale read it in Ad Infinitum.
Ad Infinitum.
Yeah.
It's true. Good old Jim. We should have Jim on the podcast.
I love how you just, like, have such high hopes for everything.
I just love Jim Dale so much.
He is really nice.
Okay, so the story itself, I was very... So when you read Harry Potter, you get to the book 7... And she starts introducing, J.K. Rowling, starts introducing new things. And it's interesting because you didn't realize you needed those things to understand what was going to happen at the end of the story. But it turns out that you do.
Like what?
The Deathly Hallows. Or in book 6...
Some people claim that was just a cop-out
and
really unnecessary.
Right. Or in book 6, there's Horcruxes.
Horcruxes!
Right?
Noted.
Okay, so... Often, I feel like in movies and stories, people blame, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, Deus Ex Machina, like, ta-da, magic, hoochie watch it, you know? And it's all fixed. This film does a really good job of picking up themes begun at the beginning.
Excellent.
And finishing them at the end. I think it's a very well-crafted film. It's a horror film, I will say.
You didn't mention that. That's really important.
It's Hansel and Gretel, Ruth.
Which, okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
Well, what's so funny is that I wasn't sure. It is not a rated R horror film. It's a PG-13 horror film. And as you know...
How does that even work?
I have a soft spot for horror films.
For PG-13 movies that aren't.
That aren't? Yes. Well, actually, this one was.
Soft spot.
I do. I will say it is gory.
End
yes.
of sentence.
End of sentence. And vaguely on the Chaucer scale, but like if you didn't know the Chaucer scale existed, it wouldn't stand out to you. probably. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, yes, it is gory, and
gore.
There are elements of witchcraft.
Al Gore. Well, I wonder why.
Again, if you don't know the story of Hansel and Gretel,
can't imagine what that's about.
You're in for a surprise.
Surprise.
Yes, so it's, like I said, well-crafted, but it's definitely high tension. If you're not in, if you want to watch a horror movie, but don't want to, like, watch one that's gonna be really, really scary, I think this one's a good one, because it isn't going to, I don't know, is Saw a horror movie, Ruth?
Saw?
Yeah.
Nightmare
on Elm Street is.
I think that's a gore or something.
Isn't?
I don't remember what Saw's about.
I actually had a discussion with someone
about... We don't watch movies.
Our inability to articulate horror films. So, this was a very high-tension film, and nonetheless, if you know the story of Hansel and Gretel, it's interesting take on the story.
Tension.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's not like a modern twist on the old story. It is very much set in the feel of the original fairy tale. So that's always fun too.
What does that mean?
You know, sometimes people reinterpret Antigone so it's set in World War II, or Hamlet so it's set in World War II, or, you know, Gulliver's Travels so it's set in World War II.
But did that happen?
I don't think so. I don't think that last one's happened.
Has anyone reinterpreted Gulliver's Travels? I feel like that'd be...
Oh, I'm sure they have.
A problem.
What if Gulliver's Travels is a reinterpretation of the Odyssey?
Ooh. No. Ooh. Ooh. Wait a minute.
Oh my goodness. We're not talking about Gulliver's Travels, though. We're talking about Gretel and Hansel, the 2020 horror film.
Okay, the more you say that, the less I like it. I want Hansel and Gretel.
There. I know!
Is that part of the tension, the horror?
No. Yes? I think I've understated the amount of witchcraft that happens in this movie. It's a very witchy film.
Are there human sacrifices or just human consumption?
Again, if you haven't heard the story of Hansel and Gretel, that comment probably feels like it came out of this out of the blue. But it didn't. It has a source. And we're gonna go right to the medium spoiler section so we can discuss it. Are you ready? We've come to the medium spoiler section. Welcome. It's basically...
Like my answers don't matter.
So, in answer to your question, there are no human sacrifices. Oh dear. I say that now, but I suppose from a certain point of view...
What? Rachel!
Oh.
No, I meant...
It's really a movie about love. You know?
Whether or not I answer her, I feel like it doesn't make much of a difference.
Oh, Ruth. I always want to hear
I
you.
I tease. I do. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll behave.
What? Okay, so, it is basically the story of Hansel and Gretel.
No, I like it. It's fine.
Okay.
I just needed to add a sound there.
Oh, okay.
You know who it is?
Mm-hmm. So, yes, basically the story of Hansel and Gretel, it's, But the age difference between Hansel and Gretel is greater.
I don't like that.
I know. Gretel is maybe 16 or 15, and Hansel is a young lad, like 8 or 7, maybe 8 or 9.
Lad. Laddie.
Maybe 10 or 12. I'm bad with determining
that
the difference.
That was a pretty wide
between
range.
8-year-olds and 12-year-olds. I remember.
Be honest, I am too.
It's the difference between... I think, 3rd and 6th grade? Is that true?
No.
I turned 9 in 3rd grade. And...
Oh, wait.
And 12 before I got to logic school.
It's more like 3rd and 5th grade. 3rd and 4th? 3rd and 5th grade?
3rd and 5th, maybe. 3rd, 5th, 6th?
I think 6th is too high.
Okay.
Oh
so,
gosh.
Anyways, the boy Hansel is younger, the girl Gretel is older. And so they have this older sister, younger brother dynamic that comes into play. Gretel is sort of the protector figure for Hansel.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, you're telling me Gretel's the protagonist.
Yeah.
I'm slow today.
Oh, sister.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it. I got it.
It also... plays with inset narratives as a film. So there's a, like, not a creation myth. That's not what I'm talking about.
What?
But there is an inciting tale that then plays out throughout the
so
rest,
like,
of the story.
A little prologue, or wait,
maybe
you mean a B narrative?
No, it's, I would call it, you know how when we watched or my analysis of Infinity War versus Endgame was that Infinity War was like a braid and Endgame was like a cartwheel. And by cartwheel, I don't mean the gymnastic trick. I mean a literal cartwheel.
Okay, yeah,
with lots of spokes coming out. So, like, there's lots of spokes in,
uh-huh,
all coming out from a center,
uh-huh,
in Endgame. And
Narratively. Okay.
And Infinity War was braids.
Yeah.
Stories interwoven.
Which,
like, that.
Do we prefer?
I can't decide, actually, because I haven't seen a lot of stories told through the Endgame format. A lot of stories don't go bob and weave quite like birds diving into the ocean for fish, you know? They make check marks. Yeah.
I feel like you should have asked if I was prepared for that one, and I... Again, I feel like my answer wouldn't have mattered.
Oh, I think it would have.
How else can I cause you consternation today?
Okay. Okay, so, this is more like Infinity War.
Infinity.
It's a braid. A braid of storytelling.
War of Infinity.
Oh, sister. Okay. That's done. Now that, I think someone or myself should start counting the number of O sisters, and I should only allow myself maybe 2 or 3.
Oh, sister.
No, now you're gonna say it. Okay, on to the story. Do you think actually anybody wants any more information? So
story.
We're gonna go into the full spoiler section, folks, and so if you want to watch the film, back out now. But first, before you back out, Ruth, any final questions from the audience who wants no information?
I am not sure I like being the audience.
Does Ruth have any questions personally?
I am many. Okay, no, I'm not. I'm hi. Sorry. The audience. It was a little unsettling. Questions. Okay. Special effects doing anything weird here?
Yeah. There's definitely CGI, but I couldn't tell at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, because this is 2020.
Yeah!
My brain is still, like,
oh
way
my gosh.
Back.
Yeah. A lot of our films up to this point have not had their strong suit on when it comes to...
Put on your strong suit.
Put on your strong suit and fight the world. Yeah.
No.
No. Okay. So, shall we go? Or do you last questions, comments, concerns?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. Major spoiler section. Brrr. Okay. It opens with an inset narrative, Ruth. And I say inset narrative, and I just should just say introducing a little story. Where there's this old voice, and it's speaking kind of like this. About a girl who was born, and she was the most beautiful girl, and she wore... It's actually the tale of a girl in a pink dress.
What?
Yes. It's because she's a beautiful girl, a little girl in a pink dress, who gets sick, and then her dad takes her to the darkness for her to be healed, because apparently that works. But see, when they healed the little girl,
uh-huh,
they also apparently put something dark within her. What? Who saw that coming? Submitted her to the darkness. It's just so interesting about this movie is it doesn't deal with, like, how did this happen? Why do we care? It just assumes that you care, and it just tells you how it happened.
Sometimes that works.
Yeah, and it does. It works really well with this movie. So, she's healed, and she can see the future, now,
poor
we
girl.
Think. And she keeps telling people about their deaths, of course, because death is inevitable for everybody. Death is the great leveler, Ruth.
Can I talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spoilers, the show?
No, I have yet to do that.
Dang it. Well, for anyone who knows, now they know. Keep going.
So, but additionally, she also starts killing things and people. So she kills a horse in a field, and then...
Why?
Because she's wicked now. She's bad. The darkness... She was submitted to the darkness, and the darkness took her over. And I went, and she even kills her own father, who saved her. It's horrible.
Your tone of voice changed completely, and it suddenly seemed like we should feel bad for the girl.
I feel bad for the man who just got killed.
Really?
Yeah. It's sad.
I read that the opposite.
Oh, well. Well, then, they exile her to the forest.
Yippee!
They just leave her in the forest, which I think is an interesting solution to the problem, because
yes,
they didn't kill her because she... Because they didn't. They just put her in the forest.
Right.
You know? Which was a bad idea, because the story, the voiceover person is like, yeah, and then she had other ways of entertaining herself, and the darkness did its little thing. Oh, yeah, all alone, and she had her own way of making friends. That's the line.
That's horribly unsettling.
And the moral of this introductory story is, beware gifts, and those that take them swiftly.
What?
Because the way they tell the story at the beginning about the little girl is that when she's healed, it's like a gift. And so there's this dubiousness around gifts, which reminded me
like
greatly.
Like Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah! It's, see, a classic fairy tale. That's what I liked about this, is it didn't betray the fairy tale-ness in the way sometimes they people story retellings do. Which, you know, is a creative decision.
Yes.
What was I going to say? Oh, yes! Beware gifts, Ruth? What's your first instinct when someone says beware gifts?
Imagine guy.
No. Although that is a natural. No. It's beware Greek-sparing gifts. A.K.A.
Liars.
The Trojan horse.
Is that where this is going?
No. That's just your fun fact for the day.
Thank you. I have received it.
So the voiceover, that's done. The first one. And she's witchy and scary. And then there's another voiceover.
She is the witch.
I said witchy, but I didn't say she was the witch.
Okay.
Additionally, the word witch is never used in this film.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I will try not to call anyone a witch, because it just doesn't...
It's frowned upon in this society.
Apparently, they don't want to use the word. I think it's because it betrays too much of the story ahead of time. I have no idea why they don't use the word witch. They just don't.
Okay.
Which I thought was fascinating. So, next voiceover, and it's a girl's voiceover, and she's sort of just saying things about herself. She's a girl, and she's putting on dirt and ash and berry juice to decorate her face.
Okay.
But it's only slight. She's in a forest, and she's got a little brother to look after.
What do you mean it's only slight?
It's not like her face is suddenly covered in dirt and berries.
Oh, okay.
It's a subtle makeup. and she's got a little brother to look after, she says, and...
That she stole from the village!
No.
No, I'm kidding. Okay.
Here's the thing. Okay, here's one of the ways...
No.
The family shows love is by putting one forehead of the family member on the other forehead of the family member, which is a really awkward way of saying that they just touch foreheads.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
And then one of the members of the family snorts like a pig.
Cute.
Yes.
I see. It's
how
supposed to be.
It is. I found it not, but I think if you're a fan of pigs, and I think some people think pigs are cute. Okay.
Our mother thinks pigs are cute.
Small pigs. So she...
pigs are intelligent.
Look, she's looking for a job, because it's revealed that they are super intelligent, aren't they? She's looking for a job because there's a plague on.
Super intelligent.
And
pigs.
Everybody's...
There's a plague on?
Yeah. You know.
Maybe there's a plague
going
on.
Listen to the plague on. That's the sound of the alien plague ons coming to Earth.
No.
We're in the middle of a plague, we found out, and work is hard to come by, and someone they know is looking for a maid, and so she is going to apply for the job, so she goes in, and she has her interview, and the man is creepy.
Dang it.
Of course he's creepy, and she doesn't take the job, nor is it offered to her. Ultimately, it's just bad news for her, and she gets home, and her mom is like, why didn't you just suck it up? darling. She doesn't call her darling. She's just, you know, we don't have enough space. She's like, you should go to the convent. And you should go or into the woods and you should dig your own graves.
What?
You know? And she says, that's what you should do. She's go into the woods.
Oh,
you
wait,
can't,
I get it. Okay,
you can't
yeah.
stay here, because we can't feed you. You have to leave the house. And, which is very, I mean, like I said, this, the fairy tale is pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so hunger is a big theme in this film. She's sitting there. Thinking about what her mom said, and then her mom kind of goes crazy and just like throws an axe on the table and is like, "Leave!" And you know, I still feel so bad for her and her brother as they walk into the woods all alone. And of course, they're so hungry. Gretel says, "Well, I know there's a house up ahead. We've talked to this person before. We're gonna go there." So they go, and this scene was really confusing to me. They don't meet anyone. They just go in and sleep on a bed in there.
Uh-huh.
And it seems as though she is confident that the lady's gonna, like, help them out.
Yeah.
This is sort of a stylistic comment. They don't show a lot of scenes between scenes. Unless that scene has something in it. So they don't ever show them going into the house.
Okay.
They just show them in the house.
Huh.
Yeah. So they go in, they lay down, they're talking to each other as they're going to sleep, and then they come to find out that they're not the only ones in the bed. I don't know how they knew this, but it's a weird, scary, bald monster man who chases them out of the place, and then they gets attacked. There's some guy trips up, this guy trips up Hansel falls, it's a whole thing, but then this bad guy, bald, scary, zombie-type creature gets hit in the head with an arrow, as in he gets shot through the head with an arrow.
Oh, okay.
by somebody. They come to find out it's this nice huntsman fellow, who...
Beware the nice huntsman fellow.
Gives them directions to the forest people so that they don't... The good forest people, so they know where to go. It's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole time... And Gretel's voiceover hasn't totally stopped, right? She still periodically will say things like, you know, is it bad that he showed up at the perfect time? Should we be thinking about this kind of thing? So they continue through the woods. And Gretel starts seeing silhouettes in the woods.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, Hansel doesn't. He's very hungry. So they get so hungry that they look at some mushrooms. And
don't look at them. Don't.
Gretel starts talking to them to see if they should eat them, and sure enough, they should. And then they turn out to be psychedelic mushrooms,
Wait. Gretel starts talking to the mushrooms to find out if she should eat them.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, more words. Help me.
So it felt kind of like a thing for her brother at first, where she was just sort of playing along and being like, let's ask the mushrooms if we can eat them.
Oh.
And then she literally does and then eats them.
Okay.
And so does the brother. And like I said, I think they're psychedelic mushrooms because then they're laughing in the next scene.
Okay.
And actually, here's an important fact that I forgot to mention, but is, you know, interesting. The story of the girl in the pink dress.
Yes.
Is Hansel's favorite story.
Oh.
Because Gretel told it to him.
Okay.
She says she doesn't know how she learned the story.
Okay.
She just knows the story, and she tells it to Hansel. So while they're in the woods, she sees the girl in the pink dress. No. She's asked to find the girl in the pink dress. It's a whole thing. Anyways, they come to a gate in their wandering in the woods, which have been very creepy at this point. They are not really... They haven't found the people they're looking for. They're very hungry. Poor Hansel's just groaning and moaning. They come to this gate. It's a broken wall. Like, they can walk around the gate or whatever. And then they smell cakes. Oh, my goodness. And they run. There's this house. It's a black house. And they run up to it and look inside. And there's a whole feast laid out. And, of course, Hansel is just dying to get in there. And so, they open a window on the side, and Hansel goes in. And while Gretel is watching some creature or winged thing and takes Hansel away, and
what?
Gretel doesn't know what to do.
It's
and
bad.
It's bad, but then the door opens, and an old woman comes out with the boy and says, come in and eat, you know. She has black fingertips, like sooty.
Okay.
Much like Agatha in the recently released...
Well, that's a spoiler.
No, not at this point. Agatha all along...
what do you want to say?
Reached the number one audio... It, like, hit the billboards as, like, a song people were listening to.
Agatha?
The... Agatha All Along song.
Oh.
Anyways. People will know what we're talking about eventually. So, she's going to let them stay. And she starts, you know, saying, eat this food, it's delicious. And they do, eventually.
It.
And, you know, Gretel's suspicious, of course.
Yeah.
Be
suspicious.
Gretel has nightmares, though, about watching... about the mirror of the old woman. She has a mirror and she sees children in it. And the children, there's these whispers about being killed and being eaten. It's a whole thing. And she sees the girl in the pink dress and it's weird.
Not again.
I know. She wakes up. It's scary. She goes to breakfast.
It's scary.
The old lady breaks a dish and she's like, well, as long as we're here, we might as well help you clean up and do some stuff for the house. And her little brother is like, I want to learn how to use an axe! He's super excited about this. He's been wanting to learn how to use an axe for a while.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
It is. So he's been... The old woman shows Hansel how to sharpen an axe. And meanwhile, Gretel dusts the house. And then the old lady shows her the Book of Herbs and offers her a drink of some concoction that ultimately she tastes and it's foul tasting. Poor Hansel gets his axe stuck in a tree.
What?
Unrelatedly. What we come to find out over the course of their stay is that we think that this old woman is magical and scary.
Okay.
And Gretel is also magical.
Oh.
Gretel starts to worry that they should leave.
Uh-huh.
Because there's an abundance here. There shouldn't be an abundance here. Where is the stuff coming from?
Oh.
She thinks, I wrote it down in my notes later, so I'll bring it up when I see it. But there's a phrase that comes up at that point. But, of course... Hansel's having a really good time.
Yeah.
Then she finds, at one point she's looking for a towel, and behind the wall that she's looking for a towel in, she finds a door, like a miniature door.
Oh.
She doesn't go down there right now. she learns how to magically move a stick, because the old lady is teaching her things.
Oh, no.
Yes. Then there, Gretel uses her powers on, like, the trees in general, which is interesting. It should be noted, and I thought this was weird, Hansel is learning how to cut down trees.
Uh-huh.
And Gretel is learning how to move trees.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of the opposite. Like, making trees come alive versus cutting them down. I don't know what that was about.
It's all to endeavor to clear out the forest in the end, you know.
You know?
I don't know. I made that up.
And so that's... The boy says... Then after this day, the boy's like, haven't we forgotten to beware gifts, you know? He says, at this point, that's what the story's all about. And then that's when Gretel's like, oh, so you want to leave? Then let me show you how to leave. So she takes him outside and pushes him into the night. It's very creepy because there's, like, a red light and a voice that calls him away. But then she wakes up and she's like, was that a dream? It felt like a dream. I would never do that. But no, Hansel can't be found anywhere.
Dang it.
And the lady says that Gretel is now free of a burden and doesn't have to worry anymore.
No.
And Gretel's like, I can't sleep, so the lady gives her a sleeping draught so she can sleep better. But then she's like, in the morning, she's going to go look for Hansel. Meanwhile, at night, turns out she doesn't sleep then either. She instead goes down and looks through the door, which is a room full of whispers. And it leads to a room. They're in a different dream earlier. She discovered the same room, and it was full of bodies. But this time, she finds her brother, and he's in a sort of vegetative state.
Oh.
And something weird spills out of a pipe, and then out of the pool climbs a woman all in black.
What?
Like I said, it's very weird, right? Like, it's very abstract,
yeah.
But it's very, like, well-made. I know well-made doesn't make sense, but visually, it's seamless in its appearance.
Okay.
Meanwhile, then this woman takes up a bunch of rotten flesh and pours it on the table and then takes the arm of a child and also puts it on the table and then transforms
what?
It into a feast.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's horrible.
I don't think it happens.
It's bad.
I'm kidding.
Gretel then, she wakes up and
poor Gretel.
She's like, that's not great. I'm not eating any of this food. So she's decided she's going to try and deceive the woman. And the lady goes out that night, or that day, and comes back and Gretel has made her tea. Then the woman and Gretel have a little chat in which she tries to poison her, but it doesn't work because apparently poison just makes her stronger or something.
What?
It's a very complicated situation. She's a witch, Ruth. She's figured it out. But we don't say the word witch for some reason. and then she says poison makes her stronger, and the lady claims that Gretel's poison is her little brother. Yes, and now we have to make him delicious,
no.
And then there's a whole thing, and she has sort of like a, we get a sort of flashback sequence, but it's a magical flashback. It's, again, that's a word for, it's,
what?
You know, some magical person, it's like a pensive, it's
oh.
like a pensive thing, but without a pensive.
Okay.
She's like, look back at these memories. And we find out, they start talking about this girl in the pink dress, in the pink cap and dress, and we
oh.
find out that the story is actually, when Gretel's been telling it, has been told wrong.
Oh.
The girl was very rotten, and her mother didn't just give her to the forest, he gave her back to the darkness. And then the darkness only grew stronger. And then the mother, and because the mother, right, is married to the father who the little girl killed, right?
Oh.
Because she was bad.
Yeah. Oops.
And then, but in order to get power from the darkness, the mother actually sort of turns and then kills her own children. It's a weird, horrible
what?
Story. I know! So now she's also a bad darkness person.
Oh.
So they're working together, and we find out that this old lady is the mother, essentially.
Oh.
Yes, in the story. And now they're back downstairs in the room, with the weird room with the table and the food transforming situation,
uh-huh.
And Gretel, and Hansel is going to be put in a cage and over some fire. It's bad. So Gretel moistens her fingertips with sweat, which her hands have to be moist for her to move the stick thing. And so
okay.
while Hansel is going up the stairs, she uses her moist hands from the sweat to move the magical stick that the witch brought down. Not
uh-huh.
the witch, the old lady. And uses that to push against, she flings it at the witch and gets her, sticks her on the wall.
Oh,
and the, actually she's young, she's transformed into the woman who came out of the pool. It's complicated.
What? Oh, wait, there was a pool?
I remember the one in the dream where, like, there's the weird
oh, okay.
stuff came out and then the,
dream.
Yes. Well, yes, yeah, so they push, she pushes the stick further and, she catches her in the fire, and so the old woman burns, who's actually a young woman, burns, and releases Hansel from his trance, and then Hansel wakes up in bed. Yay!
What?
And Gretel is sitting at the end of his bed, and she's like, hey, that was weird, right?
Uh-huh.
No, she says, you know, it's a whole, you have a part of me, and I happily give it to you, you know, just because we're happily, mm-hmm. you know, part of the same family, and she's like, but we have to part ways now. Much like, so the end of the stick that she moved was a stick with, like, a split. It was a Y stick, because they have to split, see?
Yeah. It's
throughout the whole thing. Mm-hmm. She's like, so she puts him on a horse, and she talks to the horse. We don't really hear that. She just says that she was speaking to the horse, and it's gonna take her somewhere. And Gretel says, you know, in the voiceover that we still hear, like, she's content not to stand in his way. The horse takes Hansel back to his own home, where guess what happens? He pulls the axe out of the table that his mother threw in.
Oh.
The table. Yeah. And then she's like, well, there's this darkness because she's magical too, but she's going to feed the light. And guess what happens? A bunch of children come out of the trees.
What?
I think they're ghost children. I think they just sort of vaporize because they're ghost children because apparently the witch has been doing this for a while. Bad news. And she then says, and this is the part, this is where it loses some galumph, I think. It's like, all that's required is to be brave and trust myself. And, but then,
uh-huh.
Here's the thing, then her fingertips turn black, and she says, like, and I am brave, and I do trust myself. Which is weird, because her fingertips turn black, and it's dubious, because that's the other witch's fingertips became black.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign. But, I don't know.
So maybe that wasn't the moral of the story.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, I think she might have got it wrong.
Yeah.
But, the children coming out of the woods reminded me, so the opera version of this ends with, the television opera version ends with
what?
A bunch of the gingerbread, so the original house in
no,
this tale.
No, keep going, gingerbread,
wait, no.
What?
The original tale, the house is made, it's like a candy house.
Yes.
Instead of having stuff inside. And so there were these gingerbread men lining the walkways, which at the end of the opera turn into actual children and run away.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Imagine
lucky
if you just started eating the gingerbread along the way.
I was gonna say, lucky they didn't do that.
Oh my gosh.
So that's this Gretel and Hansel. And I think, I don't know, it's scary and weird and like I said, it's a witchy.
Witchka.
Yeah, so if that's not your cup of tea, this probably won't be your film, but it's worth a trying out. Like I said,
it seemed short.
It was shorter, I would say. Well, no, there were long periods of very visual situations where it would be like, oh yes, she's seeing things in the woods, or oh yes, Hansel's seeing things in the woods.
Or Hansel.
But I didn't go into that particular part. I was stuck with the main course of the plot.
The main course.
Yeah. I thought it was an excellent retelling of the story in film format, because I don't know, it definitely stuck to the story, but then it made it also, it stuck to even, like, the way folklore has, like, a moral to the story.
Yeah.
But it made you have to think about things, and it didn't, I think we, here I am, overanalyzing a film. I think we overanalyze things too much, and it's fun just to sort of think, like, ah, yes, the darkness. Yeah. What do you think, Ruthie?
It's not like a solid film.
Right?
Which is interesting.
Yeah. But it's definitely not some people's cup of tea.
No.
But like you said, it's a solid film. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Hansel and Gretel story is usually a good standby.
It's true. there's still room, though, for, you know, the story of the two equally aged children walking through the woods and coming across a candy house.
And not being siblings. What if they're not siblings? They're just the same age. The way you said it, my brain just...
You know, best friends Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, you get it.
Perfect. Well, folks, thanks so much for listening. Unless, Ruth, you have closing thoughts, should we sing a song?
I've drawn something horrific.
Ruth's been drawing during our podcasts. We might start posting them so you can see.
Well, we posted the last one, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I did, but then I didn't. But this one is lovely. Really pleased with it, actually.
I think I'm channeling Rachel's art style.
You've heard of the one-eyed, one-horned, purple people eater.
Oh, no.
This is the one-eyed, no-armed, green, smiling monster.
Hey!
No, I wouldn't call it a monster. I'd call it a gobstopper. Anyway, folks.
Dang it.
Thanks so much for listening. Should we sing a song, Ruth? What's a song about children in the forest? If you go out in the woods today, you'll be in for a surprise. Anyways, thanks for listening. You can follow us on Instagram. We post these at the end of the week. And, yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.